Hi everyone, my name is Alexandra Hanesh. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today I wanted to discuss Europe's changing political climate that was to a large degree inspired and initiated as a protest to Europe's open door migration policy. I'm Canadian, but I had moved to England to begin my law degree in 2015 when the migration crisis into Europe had just begun. Similarly to everyone else at the time, I believed that the influx of migrants coming into Europe was a humanitarian crisis, only to soon find out that this wasn't the case at all. There are many profound changes taking place in Europe at the moment that are highly troubling and might signal a major political shift. When you take a closer look at the European Union, its outlines and its borders very closely resemble that of the Roman Empire, which collapsed in 410 with the conquest of Rome. The collapse of the Roman Empire initiated a period in history called the Dark Ages that was characterized by internal wars, strife, diseases, and the general collapse of civilization and values. The present-day Europe shows many striking similarities to the collapse of the Roman Empire as it also begins to unravel. But what's troubling in all of this is that, similar to the Roman Empire that divided into East and West and then fell apart completely, one country after another is either trying to leave the European Union, is considering leaving it, or is electing Eurosceptical governments and political leaders that undermine the unity of Europe. Of course, Brexit is the most famous example, but we mustn't forget that most governments in Central Europe are deeply opposed to the European Union's immigration policy and are now promoting a populist and right-wing agenda. These countries include Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Hungary. Meanwhile, in the German-speaking countries, the new government of Chancellor Sebastian Kurz of Austria is openly hostile to the immigration policy. And in Germany, the anti-immigration AfD party gained 94 seats in the federal parliament called the Bundestag, forming the main opposition. But the most dangerous nail in the coffin appears to be the new government in Italy that came to power only a few days ago that is led by Prime Minister Conte. Conte wants to take Italy out of the Eurozone and stop the influx of migrants from the Middle East and North Africa. He also wants to deport 500,000 migrants back to where they came from. This agenda was met with alarm by other European leaders that are afraid that the European Union will dismantle one country after another. A large part of European disunity is fueled by unresolved questions relating to the migration policy. Until now, the European Union promoted the open doors concept, which has backfired into a wave of popular unrest, with the anti-immigration sentiment spreading like a contagion throughout the entire continent. Last month, the German Office for Employment in its official statistics reported that more than 55% of recipients of unemployment benefits have a migration background, despite the fact that migrants only compose 1% of the population. At the same time, many governments in Europe are increasing the retirement age in order to collect more money for social welfare. While many seniors in Western Europe are impoverished, with 20% living below the poverty line. This is a very obvious sign that governments in Europe have totally skewed priorities. Crime has also skyrocketed in many parts of Germany. For example, in Lower Saxony, the 90% rise in violent crime was attributed to recent migrants, according to the German Criminal Office. This unprecedented situation gave rise to numerous conspiracy theories, the most popular being that Angela Merkel is a Manchurian candidate whose main purpose is to destroy Germany, its culture, its people, and its values. Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron were trying to impose migrant quotas on every single European country using intimidation as their tactic and threatened to withdraw funding to countries that opposed forced migration. Which obviously didn't work because some leaders, including President Zeman of the Czech Republic, made a statement that Czechs would rather leave the European Union than to accept migrants imposed by force. It appears that the societies of Western Europe are frustrated by the failure of the European Union's migration policy and do not wish to support such a policy for much longer. But if the European Union collapses, it will create a major political vacuum, and as we know, a vacuum cannot be left open for very long before it will be filled by external forces. Russia has always had imperialist and expansionist tendencies, especially over the last few hundred years. Russia managed to conquer large parts of Eastern Europe that later had to be returned after the fall of the Soviet Union. But if there is a political vacuum in Europe, it might get filled by Russia in a similar way to that of the Russian aggression into Ukraine in 2014, and before that into Georgia and Moldova. In the past, NATO and the United States were the guarantors of borders in Europe, but recently American President Donald Trump expressed numerous times isolationist sentiments. And if this persists in the years to come, it will seem doubtful that the United States will be willing to defend Europe and secure its borders in the case of a Russian aggression. So I'm very curious to see whether European countries will put enough pressure on the European Union in order to change its migration policy. Otherwise, we may see more countries leave the European Union. So that is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, my name is Alexandra Hanisch. Thank you for listening.